I want you to get your Bibles out.
Creo que agarren sus Biblias.
And I would like for you to turn to the book of James.
Y agarren el libro de Santiago.
Chapter 4.
Capítulo 4.
The book of James, chapter 4.
Cuatro.
And I want to share a sermon that the Lord placed upon my heart. He just dropped it into my spirit. And I'm hoping that it will be a message
y espero que sea un mensaje
that will not only speak to us,
que no nomás nos hable a nosotros,
but will more so give us a burden
pero que más nos dé un quemamiento
for the lost.
Por los perdidos.
I'm assuming that most everybody in this room today are saved.
Somos salvados.
But the message today
pero el mensaje de hoy
will deal with
va a tratar
the lost.
A los perdidos.
I want to speak with you a sermon entitled
quiero darles a usted el título,
Are You Ready?
¿Estás listo?
Are you ready?
¿Estás listo?
James chapter 4,
Santiago, capítulo 4,
verses 13 through 15.
El versículo 13 al 15.
James said this,
y dijo así,
Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into this city and spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? It is just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that.
Y dice así, ahora escúchenos esto. Ustedes que dicen, hoy o mañana iremos a tal o cual ciudad. Pasaremos ahí un año, haremos negocios y ganaremos dinero. Y eso que ni siquiera saben qué sucederá mañana. ¿Qué es su vida? Ustedes son como la niebla que aparece por un momento y luego se desvanece. Más bien deberíamos decir, si el Señor quiere, viviremos y haremos esto o aquello.
And let's read verse 14 one more time. It says, Wherefore you do not know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? It is just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away.
Repetiré el versículo 14 y dice, Y eso que ni siquiera sabes qué sucederá mañana. ¿Qué es su vida? Ustedes son como la niebla que aparece por un momento y luego se desvanece.
Let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would anoint your word this morning. For Lord, we are living in perilous times. We are living in times that are very, very perilous. And I pray that, Lord, you would remind us through your word how fast life passes by. And I pray that, Lord, you would instill within us the desire as well as the burden for those in our families and those that are lost around us to present the gospel to them, for the time is very short. And so I pray that you would bless the preaching of your word today. I thank you for the promise that your word will never return void. Let your word fall, Lord God, on truly open ears and within hearts that are fertile ground. Ground that will begin to grow, Lord God, and develop this very word within their lives. And so I thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen. When we hear these words, especially here in church, when we hear these words, are you ready? Sometimes our minds begin to think about that we are living in the times when Jesus will come back. And how many of you know that Jesus is coming back? We don't know the day nor the hour. And in light of that, we must be ready. We don't know when he's coming back. But on the other hand,
pero en otra mano,
we must understand that not only is this world going to end,
no, tenemos que entender que no nomás el mundo va a acabar,
that our lives,
nuestras vidas,
should the Lord tarry,
si el Señor no se tarda,
our lives will end.
Nuestras vidas va a terminar.
We don't know if we're going to make it to the time of the rapture of the church.
No sabemos si lo vamos, si vamos a alcanzar el raptamiento de Dios.
Lord willing,
si Dios quiere,
we will be healthy.
Nosotros vamos a estar saludables.
We will live long.
Vamos a vivir mucho.
We will be careful when we're driving.
Vamos a viajar cuando manejemos.
And we just will keep on living without any accidents.
Vamos a ir viviendo sin ningún accidente.
But I'm here to remind you,
pero estoy aquí para recordarte,
that tomorrow isn't always promised to us.
Mañana no está prometido para ninguno de nosotros.
Tomorrow isn't always promised to our family members.
Mañana no está prometido para ninguno de nuestros familiares.
Some of our family members are lost.
Algunos de nuestros familiares están perdidos.
And if they don't receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior,
si ellos no aceptan a Jesucristo como su Salvador,
they will face God's judgment throne.
Ellos van a enfrentarse al juzgamiento de Jesucristo.
Without a mediator.
Sin ningún mediador.
Without a Savior.
Sin ningún Salvador.
And their eternity,
y la eternidad,
will be a hopeless one.
Será sin salvación.
And when we think about it,
y cuando pensamos,
like I was saying a little bit earlier,
como estaba diciendo hace rato,
sometimes we can begin to forget
a veces, tentamos de olvidarnos,
the reality of the eternal soul everyone has.
La realidad del alma que tiene.
We begin to caught up with life.
Enfocamos mucho en nuestra vida.
How to get more money.
Cómo agarrar más dinero.
How to build a better house.
Cómo arreglar nuestra casa mejor.
To help our family grow well.
Para ayudar a nuestras familias a crecer mejor.
Good things.
Buenas cosas.
They're not bad things.
No son malas.
But these cares of life,
pero esos preocupamientos de la vida,
can begin to numb us. How would you say numb? I can begin to
empezar a dormir nuestra vida espiritual.
Or it can begin to make us forget,
o nos empieza a hacer que nos olvidemos,
the value of human lives.
Lo que es el valor de la vida.
Young.
Desde muy chicos.
And old.
Y grandes.
Everyone has an eternal soul.
Todos tienen una vida eterna.
And the writer of this epistle, James,
y el que escribió este, el escritor, Santiago, de este libro,
he brings a very interesting reality about our lives here.
Trae una realidad muy, muy interesante.
He says our lives are like a vapor.
Dice que nuestras vidas es como vapor.
It's like a mist in the morning.
Es como una brisa en las mañanas.
Vapor.
Vapor.
And if we've ever seen vapor,
y si hemos visto el vapor,
in whatever way we've seen it,
en cualquier forma que lo hemos visto,
be it the fog,
sea en, niebla,
or mist,
o en una brisa,
or the vapor that comes out of a coffee pot,
o el vapor que sale del café,
off of hot water,
agua caliente,
we all know that that vapor does not last long at all.
Todos sabemos que ese vapor se desvanece.
We see it for a little bit.
Lo vemos por un rato,
and it just disappears.
Se va.
It's like in the very cold winters.
Es como en el invierno.
And we breathe.
Y cuando respiramos.
And we see our own breath in that cold weather.
Nosotros vemos nuestro propio respiro en ese.
Thankfully, we see it.
Gracias que lo vemos.
And we, thankfully, we see it and don't smell it.
Que lo vemos y no lo olemos.
But we see it in the winter time.
Pero lo vemos.
But even in the winter,
pero hasta en el invierno,
it comes out.
Sale.
And it disappears just like that.
Y se desvanece así nomás.
And the Bible describes our lives that way.
Y la Biblia describe nuestras vidas así mismo.
Our lives will come and it will be lived and pass that fast.
Nuestras vidas va a venir y se van a ir así rápido.
And it's just going to just disappear just like that.
Y se va a desaparecer así nomás.
It would be nice to think we're going to live and keep on living.
Debería, estaría bien pensando que vamos a vivir mucho.
But the fact is,
pero el facto es,
our lives are very short.
Que nuestra vida es muy corta.
And so in this portion of Scripture,
con esta escritura,
We see that our lives appear only for a little while.
Vemos que nuestras vidas aparecen más por un rato.
And so I want you to just think for a moment.
Yo quiero que pienses por un momento.
About your life so far.
Acerca de tu vida hasta estos momentos.
We've always heard the statement.
Siempre hemos oído esto.
That year went by really fast.
Este año pasó muy rápido.
We go to the nursing home this afternoon.
Vamos a ir al asilo de ancianos esta tarde.
And I'm sure they're going to say,
y estoy seguro que ellos van a decir,
boy, did that year go by fast.
Mano, este año pasó muy rápido.
And they say every year it goes by faster and faster.
Y cada año pasa más rápido.
How many of you can agree to that?
¿Cuántos pueden,
it just goes by so fast.
Va muy rápido.
And so whenever, I want you to think for a little bit
quiero que piense por un momento
about our loved ones.
Acerca de las personas que amamos.
Some of them aren't saved.
Algunos son salvos.
And you see, even if they were living healthy,
y aunque estén sanos,
they didn't have any diseases,
no tienen ninguna enfermedad,
no sicknesses to end their life short,
ninguna enfermedad grave que pueda terminar su vida más temprano.
The fact is, that they can get in a car wreck tomorrow.
Que mañana pueden estar en un accidente.
And I don't want to be insensitive to that.
Y no quiero ser sensible a eso.
It's awful.
Es muy feo.
There's a person full of life.
Es una persona llena de vida.
They have a future.
Tienen un futuro.
And just like that, it's gone.
Y así en un rato se va.
It can be a young person. It can be an elderly person. Some form of accident. And their life is cut short. And so the question is, are you ready? See, when we hear, are you ready in regards to the return of Jesus, sometimes we can think,
a veces pensamos,
well, maybe the Lord will not come in 3 more years.
Jesús no va a venir en otros 3 años.
So we think, I'll just continue and do whatever for 3 years.
So pensamos, sigo haciendo lo que estoy haciendo.
But we forget,
pero se nos olvida,
that not only is there the end of the world,
pero no más es el fin del mundo,
our lives will end.
Pero nuestras vidas va a terminar.
And we don't know when that will happen.
Y no sabemos cuándo eso va a terminar.
And so are we ready?
So estamos listos.
Are you ready?
¿Estás listo?
I want you to turn to the book of Luke.
Quiero que hagas el libro de Lucas.
And I want you to see a story of a man.
Y creo, quiero que veas una historia de un hombre.
Who thought his life will just continue. And to his surprise, his life was cut short. And what I want to bring out is that our life is not about what we have. It's not about achieving success.
Es no acerca de poner nuestros goles y hacer
success. Life will ultimately be,
últimamente la vida,
it's going to be, what did we do with Jesus?
¿Qué hicimos con Jesús?
We don't take all of the things that we have obtained in this world with us when we die. Just like the scripture says, naked we came into the world and naked we will leave. We don't take it with us. Look at Luke chapter 12. And I want you to read with me. And I want us to see verses 13 through 21.
Vamos a leer el capítulo 12, el versículo 13 al 21.
It's a parable that Jesus told, a story.
Es una historia que Jesús dijo.
And it says this. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Go ahead and read it.
Uno entre la multitud le pidió, "Maestro, dile a mi hermano que comparta la herencia conmigo."
An inheritance is something that the parents would leave to the child after they passed away.
Una herencia es algo que sus padres le dejan a sus hijos cuando ellos mueren.
A lot of money.
Puede ser mucho dinero.
Land.
Tierras.
Houses.
Casa.
An inheritance.
Es una herencia.
And so Jesus responds to him, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbitrator between you?" Then he said to them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions."
Pero Jesús respondió, "¿Quién me nombra mi juez o árbitro entre ustedes? Tengan cuidado, advirtió a la gente. Aténganse de toda avaricia. La vida de una persona no depende de la abundancia de sus bienes."
That's a beautiful portion of Scripture.
Es una escritura muy hermosa.
Because in this world,
porque en este mundo,
we're raised to believe
somos criados creyendo
that our life does consist in what we have.
Que nuestra vida consiste en lo que tenemos.
It's like we're living to get.
Es como que estamos viviendo para tener.
We need to have more.
Tenemos que tener más.
We need to have better.
Tenemos que tener mejor.
It's like that cliche, you got to keep up with the Joneses.
Es como lo que dicen, que tenemos que estar conforme a la otra familia Joneses.
Your neighbor shows up with a nice truck.
Si tu vecino se llega con una troca nueva.
Your truck isn't as new.
Y tu troca no es muy nueva.
And you think I got to trade in my old truck for a new, better truck than his.
Estás pensando que tienes que agarrar una troca más nueva o mejor que la que él tiene.
The kids see the neighbor.
Los niños ven al vecino.
They got a new trampoline.
Tienen un trampolín nuevo.
And then they say, "We need a trampoline."
Y dicen, quiero tener un trampolín.
It's keeping up with the Joneses. Now, sometimes these things aren't wrong in themselves.
Esas cosas no son malas.
Is it wrong to have a trampoline?
¿Es malo tener un trampolín?
No. Is it wrong to have a nice new truck?
¿Es malo tener una troca nueva?
No. But what is wrong when we begin to think our life consists on those things?
Pero lo que es malo es cuando empezamos a creer que nuestra vida consiste de esas cosas.
Jesus told another story along with this
Jesucristo dijo otras historias, conforme a esta,
to illustrate this point.
Que ilustra este punto.
Verse 16. Verse 16 of Luke. And it says, "And he told a parable to them, saying, 'The land of a rich man produced plentifully. He thought in himself, what should I do, for I have no room to store my crops? And then he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns, the old ones, and build greater ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take rest, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided or stored? So is he who stores up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God."
En el versículo 16 respondió Jesús. Entonces les contestó estas parábolas. El terreno de un hombre rico le produjo una buena cosecha. Así que se puso a pensar, ¿qué voy a hacer? No tengo dónde almacenar mi cosecha. Por fin dijo, ya sé lo que voy a hacer. Derribaré mis graneros y construiré otras más grandes, donde pueda almacenar todo mi grano y mis bienes. Y diré, alma mía, ya tienes bastante cosas buenas, guardadas para muchos años. Descansa, come, bebe y goza la vida. Pero Dios dijo, necio, esta misma noche te va a reclamar la vida. Y quieren que quedara con los que han acumulado. ¿Quién se quedará con los que han acumulado? Así le sucede a los que acumulan riquezas para sí mismo, en vez de ser rico delante de Dios.
This portion of Scripture, Jesus begins to illustrate cares of this life.
En esta porción bíblica, Jesucristo muestra las vidas enfrenta la riqueza.
You'll notice that this rich man,
usted se da cuenta que este hombre rico,
his land was bringing forth plentifully.
Sus cosechas, su tierra estaba trayendo mucho, muy, muy suficiente ganado.
Everything's going well.
Todo va muy bien.
He's got so much, he's going to build new storage bins to store it all in.
Produció mucho que va a construir cosechas más grandes.
But then you'll notice this statement that he says. It's in verse 19. He says, you have many goods stored up for many years. So in his mind, he's thinking he's got many more years to live. And because he thinks he's got this extra time, he says, I'm going to rest,
que va a descansar,
I'm going to eat,
que va a comer,
drink and be merry,
tomar y casarse.
I'm going to enjoy my life.
Y va a gozar su vida.
In essence, he's saying, I'm going to enjoy these years.
En otras cosas, voy a vivir estos años.
Yeah, he wants to enjoy the rest of these years, his life. But unbeknown to him, he doesn't even realize that very same night, as he's making all of these plans for the future, his life would be taken from him. And then it says, whose is all going to be this store? All this stuff that you've stored, whose is it going to be? And so the final point Jesus makes in verse 21.
So el punto final que Jesucristo hizo en este versículo 20.
He says, so is he who stores up treasure for himself.
Necio esta misma noche te va a reclamar la vida.
And he says, verse 21, he who stores up treasure for himself is not rich toward God.
Y en el versículo 21 dice, así le sucede al que acumula riquezas para sí mismo, en vez de ser rico delante de Dios.
In essence, what Jesus is saying,
en otras palabras, lo que Dios está diciendo,
we must be rich toward God.
Tenemos que ser ricos delante de Dios.
Our purpose in life,
nuestro propósito en la vida,
is not to get rich,
no es de ser rico,
for ourselves,
para nosotros mismos,
to just enjoy life about ourselves,
y para, para gozar la vida.
And so we're trying to, we're thinking we have all these years to enjoy our life.
So tenemos en mente que podemos gozar todos estos años de vida.
But we forget that our life is really about serving our lives with God in it.
Pero se nos olvida que nuestra vida es para podernos gozar en Dios.
The greatest treasure that we will ever obtain,
el mejor tesoro que podemos siempre recibir,
is going to be Jesus Christ himself.
Va a ser Jesucristo el mismo.
It is not gold.
No es oro.
It's not money.
No es dinero.
It's not popularity.
No es popularidad.
It's going to be with what we do with Jesus Christ himself.
Es lo que vamos a hacer con Jesucristo.
This rich man,
este hombre rico,
had nothing to do with God.
No tiene nada que ver con Dios.
And when it boiled down to it,
y a lo que se llegó al punto,
if we could have talked to him the moment before he died,
si hubiéramos podido hablar con él antes de que él muriera,
we could have asked him that question,
hubiéramos podido preguntar eso.
Are you ready?
¿Estás listo?
You see, the money couldn't give him heaven.
El dinero no compra el cielo.
A happy life doesn't mean that you're going to heaven.
Una vida feliz no quiere decir que tú vas a ir al cielo.
We must be rich toward God.
Tenemos que ser ricos por Dios.
And all of the riches that we need,
y todas las riquezas que necesitamos,
is found in Jesus Christ himself.
Son encuentras en Jesucristo.
In the book of James,
en el libro de Santiago,
those first verses we read,
los primeros versículos que leímos,
James brought out
Santiago dijo,
how our lives are very short.
Como nuestras vidas son muy cortas.
And as he brought up that point,
y en lo que él trajo ese punto,
he was saying they were planning for the future.
es de que están planeando para el futuro.
Next year I'll do this and that.
Para otro año voy a hacer esto o esto.
3 years from now I'll do this.
3 años adelante voy a hacer esto.
But James brought out, what is your life?
Pero Santiago dijo, ¿qué es tu vida?
You don't know what's going to happen even tomorrow.
No sabes lo que va a pasar mañana.
Your life is like a vapor.
Tu vida es como un vapor.
And so I ask you again.
So te pregunto otra vez.
And I ask myself.
Me pregunto yo mismo.
Are you ready?
¿Estás listo?
We don't know where our lives will end.
No sabemos dónde nuestra vida va a terminar.
We don't know how it will end.
O cómo van a terminar.
Lord willing,
si Dios quiere,
we'll die in a ripe old age,
moriremos ya viejos,
full of life,
llenos de vida,
and just die peacefully
y moriremos en paz,
with God,
con Dios,
ready to go. Amen.
Para irnos.
Lord willing, that's the way we will all go.
Dios quiere y esa sea forma en que todos vayamos.
And if you're born again,
y si eres bendecido o nacido nuevo,
you've accepted Jesus as your Savior,
y has aceptado a Jesucristo como tu Salvador,
you're ready.
Estás listo.
Praise the Lord.
Alaba Dios.
That means if our life was cut short,
so eso quiere decir si nuestra vida es corta,
In a way we don't even expect,
en una forma que no esperamos,
we're ready to go with Jesus.
Estamos listos para ir con Jesucristo.
But if we have not received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior,
pero si no hemos recibido a Jesucristo,
and God forbid,
y Dios no quiera,
our life was cut short,
nuestra vida se corta temprano,
it is my hope and prayer,
es mi oración,
that whenever that moment does come,
que cuando ese momento llegue,
we will be ready.
Estemos listos.
It's my responsibility as a minister of the gospel,
es mi responsabilidad como ministro,
to remind you and through you, everyone in our house,
de recordarte a ti y a todos en tu casa,
how short our lives really are,
qué tan corta es nuestra vida,
and how we must be ready.
Y cómo tenemos que estar listos.
Not only for Jesus coming back.
No solamente por Jesucristo que viene otra vez.
Because that can be today or next year.
Eso puede ser hoy o mañana para otro año.
We don't know the day or the hour.
No sabemos el año o la hora.
But I also must bring out.
Pero también tengo que decirles.
Are we ready?
Que si estamos listos.
To meet our Maker.
Para recibir a nuestro Creador.
And Lord willing.
Y si Dios quiere,
through this sermon today,
por medio de este testimonio,
it'll remind us,
nos recordamos,
to have a burden for our loved ones,
de tener un gozo por nuestros
nieces, amados, nephews,
sobrinos, sobrinas,
aunts, uncles,
tíos, tías,
parents,
padres,
grandparents,
abuelos,
not only our family,
no solamente nuestra familia,
our next door neighbors,
nuestros vecinos.
We really need to have
necesitamos tener
a renewed vision,
una visión renovada,
not only of the beauty of heaven,
no solamente es de la belleza del cielo,
but of the torments of a fiery hell.
Pero de los tormentos del infierno.
And when we understand eternity in that light,
y cuando entendemos esa eternidad,
we will have a greater concern for our fellow man.
Vamos a tener más consentimiento sobre nuestros hermanos.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go ahead and stand.
Vamos a parar.
I do need to say this.
Yo necesito decir esto.
This sermon is pretty heavy.
Este mensaje es muy pesado.
In the sense that it deals with eternity.
Porque trata de la eternidad.
But I want to remind you.
Pero quiero recordarte.
That God's love.
Que el amor de Dios.
For the lost.
Por el perdido.
And for you.
Y por ti.
Is without compare.
No hay comparación.
He loves you.
Él te ama.
He loves you very much.
Él te ama mucho.
His love for you will not change. On your bad days. If you're a child of God,
si eres un hijo de
Dios, He loves you.
Él te ama.
And remember to the neighbor and the family member.
Y recuerda a tu vecino y a tus familiares.
Share with them the fiery fireness of hell.
Comparte con ellos lo que es el infierno.
But also remind them that God loves them.
Pero también recuérdales que Dios nos ama.
He didn't prepare that place for them.
Él no preparó ese lugar para ellos.
And Jesus came and died on a cross
y Jesús vino y murió en la cruz
so that they wouldn't have to go there.
Para que tú no, o ellos no vayan ahí.
It was God's love for them.
Fue el amor de Dios por ellos.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want us to bow our heads because I know that this sermon involves all of us.
Quiero que inclines tu cabeza porque este sermón es para todos.
And as I begin to pray,
y en lo que oro,
I want you to pray in your hearts for your family members.
Quiero que ores tú por tus familiares.
Those that are lost in your homes, in your house,
en tu corazón, por esos que están perdidos,
in your neighborhood.
En tu vecindad.
Let's pray for our loved ones.
Vamos a orar por los, nuestros amados.
Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and I ask, Lord, today that you would give us a renewed burden, a renewed passion, Lord God, to share the gospel with those that are lost all around us. I know, Lord God, that we must be prayerful. We must be in prayer, Lord God, for our family members, for our communities, for, Lord God, those that are all around us, friends and family members. And Lord, I pray that you would give us a burden to pray, Lord God, that we will pray, even like John Knox prayed, give me Scotland or I die, that there would be such a renewed passion in our hearts to pray for our lost loved ones, that Lord, as we begin to pray, your Holy Spirit would begin to deal with their lost hearts. But I pray even more so that, Lord, you would not help us not only to pray and be more prayerful, but that you would give us mouths, Lord God, boldness to be able to share our faith with our loved ones, Lord God, and our neighbors. That, Lord God, we would not be or have fear, Lord God, to tell them about Jesus and about the reality of the shortness of life. But Lord, our lives are truly like a vapor. Lord, it's just there and it's gone. And I pray in the name of Jesus that the reality of eternity would begin to grip our hearts. For our lives are like a vapor, but eternity is forever. Lord, our lives are but a small dot in regards to all of eternity. And so I pray in the name of Jesus that you'd renew our passion, Lord God, our passion to share the gospel with those around us, that, Lord, they would be moved by the power of the Holy Spirit to turn their lives to you in Jesus' name. That, Lord, you would help us to understand that, Lord, whoever's name is not written down in the Lamb's Book of Life will be cast in the lake of fire. That's truth. And so I pray that you'd give us a renewed passion, Lord God, to share the gospel in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, for those that may have fear, for all of us that would have fear in our hearts in certain situations or around certain individuals, that you would fill us with the Holy Spirit and empower us to be able to share the gospel with boldness, no matter who it is. And so I ask, Lord, for a renewed passion, Lord God, a renewed burden, Lord God, for the lost, that, Lord God, we would truly reach out. Lord, give us the eyes that would see the individuals that need to hear the gospel. That, Lord, we would be able to reach out to them, give them a phone call, tap them on the shoulder and start a conversation, whatever it may be. I pray that you would lead us by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so I thank you, Lord God, for all that you will do. And I do pray that, Lord, this Memorial Weekend, as we're around a lot of family, that, Lord, you would give us the strength to share it. But I pray that you'd help us to share it in a way that will truly represent you. Help us not to be too hard. Help us not to be too soft. Help us to share the gospel in truth. And I pray that all of the effects of your word would be left to you. That, Holy Spirit, you would deal with the heart. Help us not to strive, but help us to be those ones that will be your mouthpiece in their lives, in Jesus' name. And so I pray that, Lord, you would bless the congregation. We pray that you would move in the families, our families. We pray that you would begin to deal with the hearts of our lost loved ones, in Jesus' name. And I pray that, Lord, even this weekend, we'd begin to see, we'd begin to hear stories of what you're doing in the lives of those around us. And so help us to pray. but help us to share as well. We pray in Jesus' name. And I do pray for the congregation, Lord, as they do celebrate Memorial Weekend and Memorial Day tomorrow, that you'd protect them, watch over them. I pray that you would give them a wonderful time with family and friends, and as they camp out or as they go here or there, that you would watch over them and keep them in all their ways. Go with us even today. I thank you for all that you have done in our service. Lord, bless each and every individual as they go out. Let your presence be with us. In the name of Jesus we pray. And everyone said, amen and amen. Well, God bless you all. You all have a wonderful afternoon.